This afternoon, we experienced an earthquake across Mackay in the wet Sundays. Jonathan from Geoscience Australia Earthquakes joins us. Hey, you must have had a busy afternoon.
It certainly has been a busy day, yep.
So what actually happened?
We had a magnitude 5.8 about 2:30 this afternoon. It was recorded at roughly about 70 kilometres offshore from Bowen, 40 kilometres to the north of Hayman Island. So it was felt widely along the Queensland coast, as far as from Sunshine Coast up to north of Cairns.
Wow, and we're even hearing reports inland to, say, Emerald and Moranbah.
Yeah, that certainly wouldn't surprise me. So it's really been, it's quite a big earthquake at magnitude 5.8 and widely felt.
So it's nearly 5 p.m. on the 18th of August, Thursday. How many aftershocks have we had up until now?
At this stage, we've got six earthquakes that we've recorded in the same area, ranging from a magnitude 2.5 to up to 4 as well. So being that far offshore, these certainly aren't being felt nearly as widely as the main shock. And, you know, I dare say they're probably only being felt around the local islands there and perhaps Bowen, but not much further than that.
Can we expect more aftershocks?
Certainly, I would be surprised if there wasn't more. We can't predict how big they're going to be, of course, but you know, we certainly would expect our activity to continue over the next few days. But unfortunately, we can't predict if there's going to be any more larger events in amongst that sequence.
So now that we've had one earthquake that measured the 5.8, what does that mean for the area? Does that mean potentially are we more likely to have another one soon?
Well, there is some research that says once you have a large earthquake, there is a higher likelihood of having more earthquakes to follow, and that's exemplified in having a aftershock sequence as well. So you'll get, you know, potentially dozens of earthquakes following that event today. So, but as I say, we certainly unfortunately can't tell if there's going to be a large event in amongst that has potential to cause any damage.
A lot of people were really shocked because we haven't really felt such a strong earthquake around Mackay in the wet Sundays before. What is the best thing to do? Say we have another earthquake, what do you do when you feel it?
Yeah, so the best thing is not to run outside, and that's probably the most important message there is don't run outside, and that's the most dangerous place to be is standing out at the front of a building that's potentially undergoing some serious shaking and having things falling off it. So most of the injuries and deaths occur within the first few metres of the front of a building. So your best idea is to drop, cover and hold is the mantra that they recommend, and that's to get yourself to the floor so that you don't fall over in the shaking. Get under something sturdy and hold on until the shaking stops, and then make your way out of the building when it's safe to do so.
That's really interesting. I had no idea, so thanks for sharing that with us. Jonathan from Geoscience Australia, thanks for giving us all the details. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks very much.